Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with some samples. So if you have read That Sounds Fun, you probably remember the story of me trying to get a dog and then realizing I was allergic. Sad day. And this is why I'm glad I found Claritin D, because an allergy attack is literally the worst. So I am thankful to have it on hand around my friends, pets, and other things. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers, and Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, and itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Amen to that. There are also a lot of seasonal allergy sufferers over here at AFD Inc. and at the That Sounds Fun Network. So Claritin D really works for this crew. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It is time to live Claritin clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. So you can find Claritin D at your pharmacy counter. Just ask a pharmacist for Claritin D at the pharmacy counter, and you don't even need a prescription. Just go to Claritin.com right now and you can get a discount so you can live Claritin clear. Use as directed. Hi, friends. Welcome to another episode of That Sounds Fun. I'm your host, Annie F. Downs. I'm really happy to be here with you today, and we have got a great show in store. Happy almost Valentine's Day. Hey, before we dive into today's conversation, I want to share with you about one of our amazing sponsors, BetterHelp. It's the actual best when we get rest and are in a good place mentally and emotionally, right? We're more likely to feel confident and empowered to make a positive impact in the world around us. You're going to hear a lot about that today. Sometimes, though, things are just too much, and you may feel overwhelmed or like you can't see a clear direction forward. A helpful way to get closer to a healthier version of yourself is to see a therapist. My counselor is a major part of the rhythms I've set around my mental health and my life. I mean, we go to the doctor for our physical bodies and we ask our pastors for prayer for our spiritual health. Why not a therapist for our thoughts and feelings? If you're thinking of giving therapy a try, BetterHelp is a great option. It's convenient, flexible, affordable, entirely online. You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. If you want to live a more empowered life, therapy can get you there. Visit BetterHelp.com/thatsoundsfun today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/thatsoundsfun. Today on the show are two of my favorite humans, Noah and Allie Shenacky. You guys may know them from the internet. They're siblings. Along with the rest of their family, their extended circle of friends, they are referred to as the Jaywalkers. They are just some of the most talented, creative, Jesus-loving friends we could ever have. So Allie is a content creator, the founder of Chosen and Free, which is an organization that serves women with Bible studies and community nights and encouraging content. Noah is a country music artist, a singer, songwriter, a content creator. Noah and Allie are both really well known for the content they make on TikTok as well as on Instagram. They are the next generation that we are so lucky to get to know and be friends with, and I love learning from them. Jaywalkers Worship has a new single called Silence. It is just released, y'all. I am telling you, when Allie sent me the song, I just cried in my house listening to it. It is so beautiful. I think you're going to love it. And as they were passing through Nashville last week, we got to sit down and have a chat. And I am so happy to share this conversation with y'all. So here it is, Noah and Allie Shenacky. Noah and Allie, hi.
This is so cool.
This is so I've never done a podcast with Noah like this before, so this really? Is like our first together.
Y'all never done one together like this.
So we were on the Elevation Youth podcast, yeah. Right? But they split us up.
Yeah, so we were on the same
time. So we weren't even able to jargon. I know.
Okay, tell me your age differences.
3 years.
Three years. Older. Change, you're older. Mm-hmm. Who's in between y'all? Is there anyone in between y'all?
No.
No,
our
y'all.
Our parents were not that fast.
I mean, there's a lot
now
of you.
Now that sounds fun.
Wait, how many? Walk me down the whole list. Start at the oldest.
Oh okay, you first, Allie.
Okay, so Colby is technically like...
Colby's the oldest.
Yeah, Colby's the
our
oldest.
Our first brother. Awesome. Then it's Noah.
Why do you say technically?
Because he's adopted.
Yeah.
But even not even technically adopted.
No, like, because he was too old to be adopted.
Yeah.
Are y'all lying to me?
No.
Colby's adopted?
Yeah.
He's not biological.
But he was my best friend, and then he moved into our neighborhood, and then like his family was like...
You are blowing my actual mind right now.
Yeah,
I did not know this part of the story.
You couldn't tell by the way he looks?
No, I just like let it be.
Is my jaw getting more chiseled?
Yeah.
Do I look like him? What?
Because he's my friend. Yo. Okay, keep going. So he's just like your bro?
Yeah, so his family was kind of in an uproar. Cops were called. I told him he could sleep on our couch for a couple weeks. And then like a year later, we were like, I think you might just have to take the shoe closet as your own closet. And then we moved houses, and then the house we moved into was big enough for him to have a room too.
Yeah.
So he went from living in our living room to living in his own room.
Yeah.
And now we're roommates.
And he has your last name.
He decided he wanted to be a part of the Shinaki legacy, I guess, and really found his family with us. So,
but he's literally my brother. Yeah. Like,
hi. We can end right here and I'm blown away. Okay, so Colby is a family member.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're technically the oldest birthed Shinaki.
Right.
Okay, keep going. What other surprises do we have on this list?
Yeah, then it's just, so it's Noah, me, Ella, who's 18 years old. Incredible.
Yes,
she actually is singing on
Super Gifted.
Silence. Is she singing on Silence?
She sang at our live event when
she's
released
in the video,
it. And she's just like, I mean,
incredible.
Yeah, anytime she opens her mouth, she's either yelling that I stole something from her or just Holy Spirit's flying out
but
of her.
But the funniest person you'll ever meet in your life.
Oh my gosh,
I
so fun.
Like straight up. And then
she
Noelle.
Came with you when y'all came to the live tour.
Yes, yeah. And then Noelle's our youngest sister.
Yep. Okay. I am having a hard time moving on from Colby not being your biological brother this whole time.
No, everyone is shook when we tell them that.
I know.
Like, nobody knows.
Nobody knows. And you just think siblings don't have to look just alike, but the rest of you, and because he has dark hair and the younger sisters have dark hair.
Oh, it kind of matches up.
It all just kind of fits.
Yeah.
Wow. Breaking news here. That sounds fun for me. That is just amazing. I need us to back up a little bit because our friends who are listening that know you know TikTok, know your music, Noah, and know Chosen and Free, Allie. So, but like, y'all didn't start TikTok when you were born. How did this happen?
Definitely
to
not
your family?
You want to take this one?
I mean, to be honest, I was one of those people that hated social media. Like,
what?
I was one of those people before quarantine that was like, I'm going to be a straight missionary and I don't want anybody to have social media on their phone. Like, deleted it off my phone every single week. I absolutely couldn't stand it. I'm very like live in the moment type.
Yeah.
Plus, like, Noah grew up doing a ton of social media. So people would always compare me to him. Like, oh, Noah has this many followers. Like, you must not be as good as him because you don't have this many followers. And so it was just such a like identity crisis, honestly, that people put on me. And I really struggled with that. So I just hated it. I thought it was so evil. And then during quarantine, our family kind of got brought back together. So Noah was overseas with my dad doing tour for country music. I was in Brazil doing missionary. My sisters and my mom were all in high school and dance and everything. We all got quarantined together, which was the biggest blessing because we've always been close, just different paths.
Yeah.
And honestly, I just felt God call me to start social media because he started it up. Colby and him and me started doing live stream on TikTok, getting to know people. And God just like took it away.
So 2020 is when it blew up.
2020 is when we started, and then at the whole.
But you were
world,
already doing music, right?
Oh yeah. So I've been doing social media for like 12 years.
Yeah.
And so,
out of your 24 of them or however many.
Yeah. We started pretty young. Me and Colby,
he's a boss.
Like when we were like really young, we used to go to the pool and like with a GoPro, like take pictures underwater to see how many likes we could get.
Yeah.
But like you start to learn like social hacking and like best strategies and then how to like really connect with people and like there's really no shortcuts. Like starting in quarantine, we went live every single night. We started this show called Mic Drop.
Yeah.
Oh, it was just so
the four fun. Of us on the, it was so on the fun. Couch. That's when I met y'all too.
No way.
Yes.
You watched Mic
yes.
Drop?
Yes. Remember, because then I reached out to Grant.
Oh my gosh.
Do you remember all this? Because then I said to Grant Skelton, you've got to know this family. Cause
that was from Mic Drop?
Yes.
That's wild, bro.
What?
So we did that for over 1,000 nights.
Yeah, I know.
In like a row.
Yes.
And then we
you
all kind of broke
off.
You
did not mention during Mic Drop that Colby was adopted. But,
no,
okay, go ahead.
No, I guess he
how
didn't.
Did you not know, like, that
I may have missed that show. I may not have seen all 1,000.
I don't
1,
know.
000.
You Maybe. Want to know something really awkward? I don't even know if I should expose myself and say this on camera.
Go ahead.
So, like, growing up, Colby used to, like, live with us, right? But it was when Noah and my dad were kind of, like, out of town or whatever. And me and Colby, we weren't really close at all. Like, we used to fight all the time. You know, brother, sister. But I was like, put him in his place, right? And we finally got to a good place. But I remember, like, I really didn't view him as my brother like that.
Yeah.
So I was watching one of my old vlogs for my Miami when we first started.
Yeah.
And in my vlog, I asked Noah something stupid like, oh, Noah, who do you ship me with most? And you were like, oh, I ship you with Austin. But then you said directly after it, sorry, Colby.
Oh.
Which was so weird.
That's so out of pocket.
Because now, like, I like so literally, like, he's pocket. Like blood to me, right?
Right.
Yeah. So I look and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is going to look so Alabama to anybody that literally
doesn't
watches
know.
Right, that doesn't
like,
know.
It's so weird.
Oh my gosh.
You're right.
So for any of you
You're
guys right. watching or listening Holy to this, crap. I want you to know.
Yeah.
We're blood. Okay? It was a joke.
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
Wow.
So 1,000 nights in a row.
Oh, I mean, we're still going. Like, I went live last night. I'll probably miss tonight because we're recording, but like,
yeah.
I love to connect online like that. Yeah. We all kind of love to do it in our own way. And like, we started like feeding off of each other, and all those people that thought like Allie was lesser because of social media, now they can stuff it because right. she's better than anybody else in the house. She's killing it.
Like, she's my biggest hype man.
No, right. She is so he gifted. Really is. I'm so blessed to be around people that are even smarter than me. Because yeah. like, it was cool when I was doing it by myself, but like, the real power of taking it from the 500,000 followers that I had to the over 30 million that we have as a collective now was the yeah. fact that like, Austin adds so much value, and Colby will come out of nowhere with a crazy idea, and then Allie will add so much value. Like, it's just, it's one big like, mastermind of all yeah. these brains that have the same mission. It's just really special.
I mean, because y'all live now in two houses.
Next to each other.
Next to each other. A boy yeah. house and a girl house.
Kind of.
Ish.
Yeah.
Ish. It's really like yeah. my parents' house, Think and then the it. Boys' house, yeah. and then the girls just kind of stay over.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, the interesting thing about that is in 2020 and even before, what we saw online was a lot of people that were influencers and creators moving into houses together, but the purpose was not as positive, maybe, is the way I'll say that. When we saw them doing it in LA, we saw them doing it to get girls. We saw them doing it to get really famous. Hmm. It feels like y'all did it because there's this greater mission behind what you do.
I wish it was like that, but the truth is we did it because we didn't have any more room.
You just had another house.
No, I'm just kidding. We actually, like, it was really important to us that we had the house next door because we believe at our house with the whole culture, like, with like the opportunity for like influence and stuff like that, you have to partner it with responsibility and accountability.
Oh, wow.
And so having that like next door thing, there's no like closed doors with girlfriends. There's nothing.
Yeah.
Like, we are an open
no, if
house.
You're snuggling with anyone,
everybody knows.
Yeah,
like someone's walking
but
in.
But we need that, like, because here's the thing: when you give a bunch of young adults that kind of responsibility, you've got to give them accountability, or they just what ends up happening is the same thing again and again. And so, it was important to us that we had some way to expand, but did it in a way where we could continue to maintain that like level of like respect for each other and like hold each other accountable.
Yeah, what does that actually look like? I mean, does it look like conversations? Does it look like Bible studies? Like, what does accountability really look like in this? Does it say pull that down because that was a bad idea?
100
all the time.
All the time. Really? It's literally
sometimes at 4 a.m. I'll get a call from my dad and Allie and be like, yo, bro.
Yeah, me and my dad are kind of like the sticklers, like, bro, what the heck? But honestly, like, one of the biggest blessings, and it kind of goes back to what you were saying with like the houses in LA and everything, is it reminds me of in the Bible when it talks about like the foundation of what you build on, like the sand castles,
right?
And honestly, like, those houses, if you look, they've pretty much all broken apart. Like, everyone's doing their separate things, but we're still standing. And truly, the only reason why is because we built it on Christ and like on that mission. Because if it's anything that has to do with like selfishness or money or gain or followers, like, there's no like substance in that. You're constantly going to be with people that are seeking something else, and nothing ever satisfies. But I feel so blessed I get to do life with like my family and my friends based on Christ, because it's a foundation that's never going to stop. Like, it's always going to be solid. It's always going to stand. It's always going to grow higher and reach more people. But with that being said, like, we have weekly Bible studies we hold each other accountable to. We all meet in the living room. We do like our little guitar and like sing and worship and talk about what God's doing and what he's done, and like share our content ideas, how to help one another, like remind ourselves of really what the mission is, because you have to do that or you get sidetracked.
Yeah.
It also looks like hard conversations. Like, a lot of times people, when they get in fights, when they don't really have real relationships, they don't communicate.
Yeah.
And communication is the key for every single
relationship. Have to be with all those
relationship.
People
you have to.
Yeah.
And it's annoying and it's exhausting, but you have to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And I think the other thing that makes it so tight and different is that, like, unlike LA, where it was a bunch of transplants that flew in and like had their own pocket of followers and kind of came together, like, we were just a bunch of kids who started a youth group.
Yeah.
Like, me, Colby, Austin, even Allie, and like Carol, and like now K Cup. Like, we were, even Malik was connected, and we all just kind of started a youth group together. And then when quarantine hit, we had to stop that that youth group. And then before you knew it, we just started doing social media together. It was the craziest thing. So what's kind of different is, instead of it being a bunch of transplanted different like audiences that come together so that we can cross pollinate and stuff like that, we just built
from
the scratch.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were friends first, and that just kind of makes it different.
Are y'all scared of being canceled?
I mean, like, maybe the first time.
Okay.
Okay, really? Yeah. Talk about that
with
me.
Oh, my gosh. We've been...
Does it happen all the time?
We have been canceled more than one time.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, for sure. Of course.
And does it hurt your feelings? Does it not? But the one time it's been real hard on me, like the one time that the closest I've gotten to falling over that cliff, it was hard. I mean, that is one of the hardest things I've ever been through. Y'all seem very chill about it. It was not
chill
for me.
Well, it's happened so many times. We've kind of just learned to deal with it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whenever you put yourself out there, you're automatically opening yourself up willingly to people's opinions and their hate.
And
right?
with millions. I mean, y'all have millions of followers.
Honestly, the honest truth is, at first it hurts, but when you realize, like, number one, people can't cancel you because God holds you.
Yeah.
Like, when you're walking under His covering and His plan for your life, He is directing every single step. It doesn't matter what people say against you. If He wants to take something away, He'll take it away. But it'll bring something better. Like, you don't have to fear what the world does to you because you know where your foundation is.
Yeah.
It all goes back to that. But truly, we just learned to stop reading our comments.
Really? Is that it? You just don't even look? Really?
Well, that's a big part of it. But sometimes it'll still get to you. And like, Allie's 100% right. Like, if you just find your foundation in like serving God, then it's like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't make this content for you.
Yeah.
It was always an offering. It was always to bring people joy or to bring people a new perspective or to show them that they can have fun without compromising their values, stuff like that.
Yes.
And so like you start to see things in like a bigger light, that there are just people out there that are like maybe hurt and want to hurt so that others hurt with them. And it's like, well, that might be our audience if we just like pause for a second and like really just recalibrate our minds to just take it and realize that God took way more.
Yeah, say that. I mean, I want to imagine this moment where y'all are sitting around the living room and someone's TikTok or someone's whatever is starting to get a lot of negative traction. Does your stomach get a pit in it? Or do you go, oh man, sorry, we'll make another one tomorrow and it'll be fine. And we were with you. And, or does it like, is there like a, everybody gather around, we need to start, here's the battle plan? No. Y'all are like both like, Annie, no.
Honestly, I feel like sometimes it depends on the TikTok. Like, we're human too. So sometimes we might post something that's like, what the heck did you just post, bro?
Yeah,
like, honestly, like, you deserve that. You better take that crap down.
Like, we're realistic.
We're so realistic. Yes. Like, okay, I'm going to comment on that one. Like, that was bad.
But if people are looking for perfection, we're not your group.
Yeah.
No.
Me either, man. If we don't get to learn and change in front of the people on the other side of the work we do,
they're never going to like us.
They're never going to like us. That's right. That is really interesting to hear you say, because I've watched a couple of your reels where you're singing. Reels, sorry. TikToks. Where you're singing and the words on the bottom say, we're okay if we get canceled for this.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, they like have to actually think about this all the time. And my brain has that new filter ever since it happened to me, where I go like, is this... what if this is the thing that causes that again, times bigger or smaller, right? But it doesn't keep you from doing anything.
No. And in case there's anybody out there that's like listening, like to some kind of like, if you're ever in a position where like there's a lot of hate or scrutiny towards you and you feel like you're in a similar position, like one of the best things I ever heard from someone I look up to is that there's never been a cycle of like perpetual hate that's lasted longer than 2 weeks on social media. So if you just like,
dude.
And it's so true.
That's the phone call I got. A friend of mine said, 13 days.
I would love to have been the guy that gave you that phone call.
I would. Listen, if it ever happens again, be the guy who gives you that phone call.
I've given phone call so many times, and like you get like a week and a half in, they're like, oh, wow, this is like it never even happened.
That's exactly right.
It's all
something
in your
else mind. Has happened. Yeah, it is.
Right.
And because it's you, you're seeing everything.
Yeah.
But then you're out at, I remember I went to a baseball game. My friend was like, what's been going on this week? And I was like, are you kidding?
Have you not read my comments?
Yeah, have you not been deeply in my social media? And she was like, no, I have no idea what you're talking about.
But so as much as we look nonchalant too, I want you to know, like, I had a comment like literally last week that just bugged me so bad. I saw it by accident because I don't read my comments. And I was like, dang, that hurts so bad. But immediately I went and told Austin, like, I can't believe this person said that to me. That's so rude.
Yes.
And having a good community around you is so crucial, too, because they can just diffuse it right away.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, it's not true.
Austin is not here, but do we get to talk about Austin?
Sure.
I mean, y'all, the journey you took us on the internet about whether y'all were dating or not.
The journey we went through.
Whoa. Both of you are talking like past tense. This is very much active. I didn't know we had come to the end of this journey.
No. Yeah, it's a very active journey. We're on.
Okay. That sounds fun.
But you're more than friends? That does sound fun. Because your girlfriend is your girlfriend.
Yeah, I just came out and said it.
She's lovely.
She's awesome.
She seems so nice.
She's like the yin to my yang. Like, yeah. We're so fun, and like, she is such a savage. Like, she is in charge of the social media for Jaywalkers.
Yeah.
Oh, she's killing it.
Bro, she is just so smart.
Yeah.
Like, it's one thing to have a beautiful girlfriend. It's a whole different thing when she's beautiful inside.
Yeah.
And is challenging you, and is intellectual, like, is like really strategic. It's like, dude.
Yeah. Okay, say her name to me again.
K-Cup,
that's right.
Yeah.
So Austin is your...
He's one of my best friends.
Boy,
that's what the internet says
friend.
All the time, Allie. I text you about. I want to text you.
We're
about
super close. We're figuring things out, but we're just not like we don't have a label on it.
Okay, great.
You know what I mean?
I support that. I mean, and he lives next door to your house, and he's one of your best friends.
Girl next door vibes.
So yeah, big time girl next door vibes.
It's just hard because, like, honestly, like, I've never been in a serious relationship in my life, and when like you start, like, me and Austin were not friends. We actually had major beef before social media.
Oh, wow.
And when we first started social media, our videos blew up because we do like videos together in the car. And people thought we loved each other because there was so much tension. But really, it was just weird because we didn't like each other. Like, we weren't friends at all.
Oh, my gosh. The internet made y'all. The pressure of the internet made y'all have feels.
Yes. And then I don't really know what happened, honestly. But that's why it's taken so long and people don't really understand. But it's because, like, he also lives with me. So,
yeah.
It's just weird. Like, there's just so much to work through, like, so quickly.
Yeah.
But he is honestly, like, probably the best guy that I know.
He seems lovely.
He is incredible. Yeah.
Interesting thing about y'all's living and friendship and ministry situation is it is a small pond.
It is.
I mean, so when things go sideways or great, it's all in one pond.
It's very small.
Yeah.
Yeah, you really got to think about who you want to talk to like that. You know what I mean?
Like, right.
So you screw this up, that's still my best friend.
Yeah.
That's also like, they're not leaving. Next door.
They're not leaving.
Yeah. He's not leaving your life. So, yeah.
So better to be slow and cautious, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll just keep following. We'll just all keep watching along as things progress. I like it, though. I'm having a great time. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. You're like me too, Annie. Hey friends, just interrupting this conversation real quick to share about one of our amazing partners, Liquid IV. We talked earlier about prioritizing our mental health, and if you're trying to improve your physical health, since they're all pretty connected anyway, right? Hydration is a great place to start. Liquid IV is the hydration brand that fuels your well-being. Their hydration multiplier is the one product you're missing in your daily routine, trust me. In just one stick, you get 5 essential vitamins and 2 times faster hydration than water alone. Use it first thing in the morning, before a workout, when you feel run down, and on long flights. You know, I have plenty of Liquid IV on board when we bus out for the Here For You tour in June. I love how convenient the packaging is, making it so easy to tuck in your backpack or your belt bag. And there's just no argument. Staying hydrated just makes me feel better. Liquid IV favorites around here are the strawberry flavor, the tropical punch, and y'all know I love that lemon ginger energy multiplier. Keeps me energized through a full day of recording podcast episodes or having meetings with no afternoon crash. And as if it weren't enough that they're out here making us feel good, Liquid IV is on a mission to do good in the world. They've donated over 36 million servings in 50 plus countries around the world. Isn't that awesome? So grab your Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code That Sounds Fun at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order when you shop Better Hydration today using the promo code That Sounds Fun at liquidiv.com. And I've got one more incredible partner to tell you about, Indeed. Okay, so here at Downs Books and the That Sounds Fun Network, we have these 4 statements on the wall. You know them. Work hard, play hard, rest hard, pray hard. There are values to guide our work. And as we built our teams, we're really grateful for the people we get to work with and the unique talents they bring to the work we do together. It is incredible for your company, for my company, for everyone trying to hire, to find more of those types of positive impact people right when you need them. You can find them the same way we've found several of our amazing teammates. If you're hiring, you need Indeed. Indeed is the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire on one place. Don't spend your valuable hours digging through multiple job sites looking for candidates with the right skills when you can do it all and fast with Indeed. Indeed's suite of powerful hiring tools like Indeed Instant Match, assessments, and virtual interviews allow you to find top talent fast. If you're like me, then waiting around is probably not your favorite either. Well, Indeed's U.S. data shows over 80% of Indeed employers find quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match their job descriptions the moment they sponsor a job. Something I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy with their Instant Match tool. Indeed does the hard work for you. Sponsor a job and boom, Instant Match shows you candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your job description immediately after you post. With Instant Match, you can start hiring fast. Indeed knows hiring needs to be cost and time effective when you're running your own business. So visit Indeed.com/soundsfun to start hiring now. Just go to Indeed.com/soundsfun. Indeed.com/soundsfun. Terms and conditions apply. Cost per application pricing not available for everyone. Need to hire? You need Indeed. And now back to our conversation with Allie and Noah. That sounds fun. Okay, Noah, let's talk about your music for a minute.
Okay.
Tell me about the night that you debuted at the Opry when I had my wrist surgery and I missed it and it was tragic. But
oh, this is really cool. Are you ready?
I want to hear
cool
all about
story
it.
Ever.
So it all starts with the tour that we went on.
Yeah.
Just a second before that, I had a headline tour. We did a couple dates and at those shows, one of the things that I came up with and called it a bit was my dad would come out for a song.
Yeah.
Right? And he would play The Dance by Garth Brooks with me, which is like one of the songs I grew up listening to. So it was just a great moment in that show for me to share like what made me country.
Yeah.
What made me fall in love with storytelling like that, right?
Yeah.
So that's what I told him too. But what he didn't know was the entire tour, every night we'd play it, he was practicing for the Opry. Because I wanted to surprise him at the Opry with the opportunity. So,
the whole time in your brain, you're like, we've got to do this because I want him to have practice.
He's got to have practice. He's got to know the key. He's got to know the guitar
part. I could cry again right now.
Noah.
I can literally cry again
right
now. It
was so cool. And so then we get to the Opry and like weeks go by and he's just asking me like, I even have it on video. If you watch the vlog, it's so funny because he like
we'll link to it.
Will come up to me and like be like, so like, can I play guitar? Or anything. Just wanted us to be on stage so bad, right? And I was like, I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't want it to be feel like dad and son or weird like that, right?
Yeah.
And you could see it was just breaking his heart because he just like, since he was a young kid, like I think in high school, he had a vision that one day he would play the Opry.
Oh my gosh.
It felt like it was a God ordained vision,
yes.
Right? But had to give up country because he felt like God told him to. So he was like, you told me I was going to do this, but you told me to give it up. What the frick, God?
Wow.
You know what I mean? So full circle, he's like literally inches away from that vision coming to fruition and everything God told him being fulfilled.
Yeah.
And I'm gatekeeping going like, nah, I don't think I want you up there. And he has no idea that I have all these plans going on behind the scenes. So I tell him we're going to do two of our songs because that's what you do. You play two of your songs,
that's right?
We're going to do Hello Beautiful and Maybe We Will.
Yeah. Which are both awesome, by the way.
Thanks so much.
I
appreciate
them.
It. Yeah. And so we're getting things ready, and he's like, so wait, you don't want the Opry band for the second song? And he's like confused and all this stuff, and I'm like, no, me and Elia, that's it, right? Confusing the heck out of him, because he has no idea that the Opry band has already been told, because he's handling the emails for this too, which is weird, right? Because if I handled the emails for that, he would totally know what's up.
Yeah.
So I go behind his back, do all this orchestration,
and long story short,
on the night of, I practice while they've got him in a fake interview.
Yeah.
And then they bring him onto stage and we're out front and we're playing it for the audience. We're songing and I'm known for being a little bit of a whistly wabbit with my content and with my live show. Like I am the guy to pull audibles and do crap out of, right? So he like, obviously we both honor the Opry so much, like to our core, right? So when he hears the first song end and I go, I think I'm gonna pull an audible here. He lost it. Like if you go back and watch the video,
his it's the funniest thing.
He literally puts his hand on his forehead and does a circle on the stage
in
stress.
Well, because ever since Noah was little, like he will do the randomest stuff when he's not supposed to in interviews and meetings.
Yeah.
And like it'll stress my dad out so bad. So my dad's like, he is ruining my dream right now. What
he's
is
like,
he
he's
doing?
He's like our relationship
with
them.
Yeah, with the Opry.
Everything,
right?
Little does he know this is like the plan, right?
Yeah.
So I say that and immediately the Opry band goes into the dance.
Yeah.
And he thinks to himself, because he told me this after, he goes, I hope it's in the same key I know it in. And he starts playing it exactly the same key. Exactly the same rendition.
Yes.
I finished a verse and a chorus, and I had already prepared that to be a break so that I could explain to him that he was going to sing the second verse and chorus.
Wow.
And so then he starts acting like he's going to sing it from the side mic, and I'm like, no, you're going to do it in the circle.
In the circle.
So I like step to the side, and then he comes up the circle and like kind of looks at security.
Has that even ever been done before?
I don't think it's not. I don't think anybody's ever done that.
I can't imagine, no.
But he steps in a circle, he sings the second half, and I don't even think we finished the song. Like, we both got to miss the... And then we were so close to tears, we just... that's it. That's it. And it was just a really cool night.
That is so sweet. That was very generous unreal. Of you to do that.
Oh, it was just really, dad. It was really
like,
special.
Literally feel like the presence of the Holy Spirit in the room. Like I had people that weren't even believers like come up to me and tell me that. Like it was so powerful. And it was Grandma and Grandpa's dance song.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It's their song that they like kind of bonded over and would dance in the kitchen too. So it's just got
there
all
so
this
many
meaning.
Emotions. So
are you going to get to play the Opry anytime soon? Do they rebook you yet?
Opry.
Yeah, give the man a call.
We're waiting. I got know. More ideas. Yeah. I know you guys love my ideas. No, for real
like,
though.
Bring me back.
Dan and the whole team at the Opry, they were so willing to try something new with me. And as an artist who's never played it, I can't, it was a God thing that they would even go, let's hear this crazy kid out. Yeah. You know what I mean?
So country music's going to be your thing.
Country music is always going to be a part of who I am.
Yeah.
I didn't pick country.
Yeah.
Like country music picked me. Like most of these people out here, like I would hope are kind of the same. Like you make music and like I love writing stories. So when I wrote Hello Beautiful, they're like, yeah, that's country, man. And then I was like, okay, let's go. You know?
Touring again anytime soon?
I would love to. But this time, like, so last time we toured, we did it as an entire team. Yeah. So now there's Jaywalkers and Jaywalkers Worship and stuff. So there's even more of a reason to tour together.
Yeah. So back me up on Jaywalkers. Is it a church? Is it a gathering? Is it y'all?
It's a mission.
Yeah. It's a mission.
Yeah.
So we're called Jaywalkers Worship, right?
Got it.
But we're trying to. What,
when you look on Spotify, that's how you find y'all is Jaywalkers Worship.
Yes. But ultimately, like, we're trying to redefine what worship is because we feel like it's so limited to the musical aspect.
Yeah.
But in reality, like, to us, pure worship is using the giftings that God has given you and bringing glory back to Him by doing them. So it could be your podcast, it could be serving someone, it could be dancing, speaking, acting, like, whatever that may be. If it's bringing glory to God intentionally, like, that is worship.
Yeah.
So we all kind of fall under the same umbrella. Like, even though I wasn't on the song, a part of the writing, like, I'm a part of it in the speaking aspect or the girl aspect, like, ministering to them. So
it's really special. And like, what's cool is every avenue of social media, we've strategically positioned it in a different way. Like Jaywalker's House is TikTok, right?
Yeah.
And that gives us a little bit of like personality, lifestyle stuff. But then Jaywalker's Worship is more like Instagram and that. But then also we have these branch off ministries. Like Allie's done such an incredible job with Chosen and Free. Like she's got this women's ministry she started.
And I love my, is it a beanie I have that
shows
right?
Oh my gosh, yes.
I love it,
you're so cute in your little snow with the beanie on. I'll get a tag every once in a while and I'm like, I know Annie's got the ministry.
That's right. Talk about Chosen and Free. So now will Chosen and Free kind of be under the Jaywalker umbrella?
Honestly, it is.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it's the women's ministry branch of Jaywalkers.
Will you talk about the thing you did at Christmas where everybody, so adorable.
Dude.
Annie.
It looks so fun.
So
you
cool.
have to come to our next event.
Yeah. Interested.
I'm so serious.
I can get on a plane.
We're actually planning. We've got to tell you about our next event for
Holy
Jaywalkers.
Crap, it's a God thing. It's a freaking God thing. It's crazy.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
Tell me
Should we tell her really quick?
Okay, well, you're the first person we're telling.
I know, I was like, can you tell me?
We'll resume on Chosen and Free, but this is really cool.
So literally a couple hours before we release the song, like our MO is that we always have the next event ready to release at the night of.
Oh, this is so cool.
So we always try to line it up.
Yeah.
And so far, like it's been easy because it's like, we've been a couple weeks in advance, like dead set. Okay, this is where we're doing the next one. This is the game plan. This is the theme, right? This venue that we've been praying and interceding for and the opportunity to do this was birthed months ago and we didn't get the approval until 2 hours before the service.
No. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So we were making the graphics to release
it
during the service.
No.
It was crazy.
All like the background information and everything like.
Yeah. So we partnered with this incredible, incredible hotel called the Lake Nona Wave Hotel.
Yeah.
Which is like a luxury hotel in Lake Nona right next to the airport.
Yeah.
And we decided
Orlando Airport,
right?
Just for people's brains,
yeah. And we decided to do a night under the stars,
because
Jaywalkers is not just a church; it's a mission. Yeah. It's bigger than a building.
Yeah.
We really want to use the architecture that God's given us.
Oh, that's really good.
Not just the lights that we can use in a building. And so we thought it'd be a really fun way to break things up to get people out of their environment. So we're doing it on the second floor rooftop around the pool area.
That's so cool. And is it just, it's a worship night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What, do you know the date? Can you say
yes, it's April 1st.
It's not
April
a joke.
1st. And it's not a joke. Yeah.
No. That's a good night
what
to do it.
A joke the entire time.
And everybody shows up.
And then you're like, go swimming. Sorry.
Oh my gosh. It's going to be so sick.
So where did you get the name Jaywalkers? What
Actually,
does this mean?
It's funny. I got it. Well, you really want to know the real story?
Yeah.
Okay. It's kind of serendipitous. It like, was
That's my favorite word. I love that word.
It was a youth group title that we used back then. And the way that we came up with it as a youth group was we were like on a missions trip and all the girls had a cool name for themselves, like the Cheetah Sisters or something.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I remember I remember like thinking back to myself, like, man, it'd be really cool to have like a name for all the guys.
Yeah.
And then I remembered like the Beatles walking across the street. And I was like, what about Jaywalkers? Right?
Yeah.
And then my buddy went and got it on a hat. And when he put it on a hat, there wasn't enough space for all the vowels. So he took them out.
Killed the vowels.
And we were like, okay, that's the name. Let's go. And then like as we developed, we were like, holy crap. Wait a minute, Jesus Walkers, like, so it happened backwards. Like, you think we come up with this crazy idea, but it was like, we came up with the name, and then, like, the meaning just kind of showed itself.
Yeah.
It was the coolest thing.
That's brilliant. That's very good.
Don't give us the credit.
Well done. No. I'll give you the credit for listening to the Holy Spirit.
Let's go.
I'll give the Holy Spirit credit for giving it to you.
Yeah.
Okay, so the song Silence, I've already told you this in real life, because the day Allie sent it to me, I was like, oh, I'm just sobbing. I was just sending her back lyrics. I was like, but this one.
So annoying.
This
one. It really is.
It was, I mean, that song is so beautiful. Who wrote it? Where did it come from? Tell me, back me up on Silence.
Well, I'll tell you who wrote it, and then you tell them where it came from.
Okay.
Okay? So the team wrote it.
Okay.
Austin, me, Malik, Tiffany, one of our worship leaders helped, Matt. Like, literally, we just sat down in a room and we just wrote it.
They were there all day.
Yeah, it was probably about a 12-hour write.
Had something happened in your life that started that?
Yeah, so if you listen to the song Silence, like, you'll hear that it's all about God's promises and speaking those over yourself in the middle of a season where it feels like he's not there.
Yeah.
And like really just encouraging yourself that his word is final and that when he says something, he is going to be faithful to follow through.
Yeah.
Even if it feels like everything around you is saying otherwise.
Right.
And if I'm going to be honest, like, and Noah will agree with me on this, like 2022 was supposed to be my golden year, bro.
Yeah.
But it was like honestly the hardest year of our entire family's lives. Like we had just one horrible obstacle after another. One of the biggest things was my grandpa on Father's Day actually fell and he hit his head and he became immediately paralyzed. Was told he was never going to walk again, like couldn't ever feed himself again, couldn't go to the bathroom. Like literally you couldn't even touch his skin. It felt like he was being electrocuted. He was on blood thinners. It was a miracle he didn't like brain bleed or anything, but he was literally told like he was basically done. It was over. He was in the hospital for, I'd like to say, 2 months. And fully recovered, walked out of that place. And it was like, honestly, our family's faith during that season with like, as we lost our dog, our childhood dog we'd have forever. Like I had a ton of health stuff going on, just so much destruction on all directions, as well as like trying to figure out our first Jaywalkers night, trying to come up with like our first ever Chosen
like
and Free event.
And
we were trying to do all that, but just all this attack and man, God was faithful. Yeah. Like his promise that he will never leave you nor forsake you, that like he is going to work all things together for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. Like those things are real. And that's really where that song birthed out of is, you know, do not give up in those seasons when it feels like everything's against you. Don't buy into that lie that the enemy's putting in your mind that things are over. Continue to push forward in faith. Continue to believe God for who he says that he is, because when you do, like, you will see him come through on the other side and have this amazing testimony, which was so cool. My grandpa actually got to share his testimony at our first night of Jaywalkers we named Awaken.
Yeah.
It was
because he woke
awesome.
Up, you know?
Right. Right. So right. In that process is when you said, we got to sit down and write about this? Or did you think, we're ready to do Jaywalkers worship? I know the first thing we should write about because of what we're living through.
I can't write things that aren't like what I'm going through in that moment.
Right.
So when we sat down, like I had already had an idea for a track. So I showed him the idea for the track. And then that's just what came out. You know what I mean? Like even with country music, I have the hardest time with other people's songs.
Really?
Yeah, I can't do it. I hate it because it doesn't connect to my soul.
Right.
And what was really cool about Silence is like whether it was the things we were going through, we all did it through together. Like
100.
Austin was a part of that struggle. Like we were all there when he fell.
We all did it.
We all went through it. So it was like we could all kind of partake in this journey together and then step into it and really encourage others because we had all lived it. You know what I mean?
That, I mean, I think it's so important when we hear the stories behind songs like that, because I bring my story to it. Everybody listening brings their story to it. But knowing the story of where it came from just makes it like next level worship to me.
I know, right?
100%.
It matters so much.
100%.
And there's such power in the words that you speak over yourself.
Yeah.
And that's what we really wanted this song to be, as an anthem. Like when you're going through these seasons, even if you're going through a victory, just claiming those promises over your life and saying like, you will never change. Your promise is the same.
Yeah.
Like when everything else fades away, like I believe yes. what you're going to do what you say that you're going to do. Yeah. I believe it. I believe it. Yeah. Like those words, especially when you're going through a hard season, are so crucial to getting through it, to building your faith.
Yes.
And we really believe that that this song is God's song that he's put on this earth for such a time as this. It, you know, has nothing to do with us.
I think so too.
Over 250,000 people in the first 5 days have been encouraged by it.
Jeez.
How cool is that?
That is unbelievable.
It's all God, man.
250,000 people have already, in just the first week of its existence.
It hasn't. It's been like 5 days.
That is, that should tell you something about how you hit a need.
There's a lot of people going through something right now.
Yeah.
And I think that, like, I part of the reason we wrote the song is because, I mean, I really just couldn't find a song that was, like, the anthem of him getting better and, like, something to cling on to. I really couldn't find that for myself. So it was good to make it.
Hey friends, just interrupting this conversation one last time to share about one of our amazing partners, KiwiCo. Do you get as excited as I do when you get a delivery? I mean, I know the stuff I've purchased, but it's so fun for someone to bring it to us, right? Well, KiwiCo knows a thing or two about delivering fun right to your kids with their hands-on, super cool science, technology, and art projects. You can choose from 9 different subscription lines for different ages and categories. There's something for every kid every month, for your craft lovers, science explorers, engineers, thinkers, and every kid in between. One of my favorite parts of the Kiwi crates I've done with many BFFs is how KiwiCo thinks of literally everything. From easy to follow instructions to kid-friendly materials, a lot of times they even repurpose the delivery box in the project. Like when my friend's daughter made the spin art machine, building circuitry, color mixing, some convo about centrifugal force, and then beautiful artwork she was so proud of. KiwiCo will help you cultivate your child's natural creativity and curiosity. From discovering the science of magic to engineering a domino machine. I've done that one. You can go back and see it on my Instagram. I loved it. It was so fun. Your kids can explore worlds and rediscover familiar ones. KiwiCo is totally kid-approved and tested by a crew of kids to ensure age appropriateness and fun level. Make 2023 the year of discovery with KiwiCo. Get 50% off your first month on any crate line at kiwico.com/thatsoundsfun. That's 50% off, 50, you guys. 50% off your first month at kiwico.com/thatsoundsfun. That sounds fun. Tell me what I don't know about being a Christian in your 20s right now. What do I not know? What's it like for y'all that I don't know?
What is it like in your 20s? I'm 26, but I'm asking
in
her.
In my 20s?
You're almost done. Yeah, you're just
finished.
On your way out.
I would say, like, being a Christian in your 20s, I'd say the hardest thing is to not get desensitized. Like, I feel like every single thing is watered down. People, like, want part of the truth, but not the full truth.
Yeah.
We were just talking about that.
And I feel like that's really what we feel like God's put us in this position to bring. Mm-hmm. Is people just, and it's not because they don't want it necessarily, they don't have it, because nobody's telling them.
Yeah.
Like, even if you go to LA, like, there's so many churches that only preach, like,
the fun,
the
parts.
Surface level,
yeah.
But like,
that's
God
everywhere.
Is so much
that's
deeper.
That's not just LA, but that's everywhere.
I know
it's
true. God is so much deeper, and he's so real. And like, the fact that nobody's telling people about that doesn't excuse them. It's just like, not telling them.
Yeah,
you know, like God is, his will is gonna come through, and I feel like that is the biggest thing. Even in our own lives, like, we have to remind ourselves every single day, like, is this what the word says for ourselves? Mm. Did we find this for ourselves, or are we just consuming secondary knowledge?
Yeah.
Like, we have to have that one-on-one relationship. Because there's so much getting thrown at you from 20 different directions through your phone, through Instagram, through TikTok, of all these pastors telling you stuff. But what does God really say?
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. Yes. I think probably one of the things that God's revealed to me in this last season is, and me and Colby, we're just talking about this yesterday. Mark 15:6 is one of my favorite verses right now, because it really came to life in a new way, because it's that verse that talks about, like, you know, if a vine isn't producing, like, cut that sucker off, throw it in the pile and burn that sucker, right?
Yep.
But in the Greek, the word they use is aero. I believe that's how you say it, A-I-R-O, right? And what that really means is not just to cast away, but it means to lift up. And like, when you do the research, what most vineyards do with these vines that are so precious and valuable is they don't cut them off and cast them away. They actually like support them and lift
and
them way up high.
Yep.
And like, water them continuously.
Cool. Yeah.
And what that's showing me, and like, maybe what this generation goes through a lot, and at least for me, maybe it's not even a generational thing, is just like, there is the side that like, people are living and like, don't even know, right? And then there's the other side of people who feel like there's nothing they can do to come back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And maybe instead of casting people out, like, we just need to start lifting people up and watering them by faith.
Wow. So you think there are peers of y'all's who think I've gone so far from God that I cannot come back?
I just think there's nobody out there watering him.
Yeah.
This is it's a desert out there.
Yeah.
I'm looking at all these friends that I have, even people like my sister Ella is talking to a boy named Connor, right? Mm-hmm. And like broken family, incredible kid, right? Just needs water.
Yeah.
Like just add water.
Yeah.
Holy water. And then all of a sudden this man will come out of that. And just like if real discipleship is done in our generation, we will change America inside out. And so I think one of the most powerful ways we get to do that is through music, because it's always playing. It's discipling people, even when they don't know, in the background of their car, you know?
Yeah, that's a huge part of Jaywalkers, too. We're actually in the middle of writing our Uncle Mario, who's actually used to be our pastor at our old youth group. And he's actually in the process of writing like a 10-week kind of discipleship program.
Wow.
So that people can join in over Zoom and be discipled throughout the year, so that they're actually having that connection. It's not just like, okay, here's a song, but it's here's this song God's speaking, now be discipled so that you know how to walk like Jesus. You know how to be a Jaywalker. You know what your identity is. But to answer your question, like, I 100% believe a lot of people like think that they're too far. That's one of actually my biggest things with Chosen and Free is why I started it, is a lot of girls didn't really realize what their identity in Christ was. And I was one of them. Yeah, like, I struggled so much with comparison because of what people would say to me about my brother or the way I grew up in dance and never feeling good enough and just not having friends. And when God finally told me, like, Allie, enough of this. Like, you are chosen by me. To be chosen means to be selected as the best option.
Yeah.
You're not chosen second. Like, I chose you as the best option to fulfill the purpose I have specifically for you.
Yeah.
That's going to gratify your desires for how I created you. You don't want to look to her. You don't want to look to him because their path won't satisfy you. Mm-hmm. My path for that's you good. Will. And so that's kind of why I started that, because when I realized that I was chosen, it freed me from so much comparison, jealousy. I didn't have to walk in defeat anymore. Yeah. I didn't have to walk in depression or be anxious about what everyone around me was doing, because I knew that as long as I was walking and connected to the source, like Noah was saying, I was watering my grass that God like put me on, like I would be fulfilled. I would feel satisfied and he would like bring me towards that purpose.
Yeah.
But when girls realize that, and when they have that awakening and the light comes on, like, it truly will show them, like, you're never too far.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing that God won't do for you because he loves you that much.
Yeah. What do y'all need from us? What do you need from me? What do my friends in their 20s need from an Annie or from people in my age bracket?
I mean, advice is probably a big
one. A lot
one.
Of advice.
You know, good advice, like sound advice. Like, I was even talking to K-Cup just a couple days ago because we're looking to get a mentor for K-Cup.
Yeah.
And we were talking about what that looks like in this generation. And it just feels like everybody's either, like, the extreme one way or the extreme the other. And there's no, like, sound, like, I'm not saying that there's not. It's just hard to find
them. You just haven't found them. Yeah.
And you're a gem.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, seriously. So, like, just being yourself on this broadcast and allowing, like, girls to look up to you and other women to relate to you, like, and even men to like kind of wean off what it looks like to be in this world but not of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're already doing it, Annie.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, friend.
You're killing it.
Yeah.
You are one of my best friend Kay Stout's biggest mentors.
Oh, I love her. She's
like,
so sweet.
Seriously.
Yeah.
And even the way, like, just to encourage you, like, even the way you've so faithfully, like, pursued God in the midst of your singleness.
Yeah.
In the midst of the silence with that prayer.
Yeah.
Has encouraged so many girls. Mm-hmm. And I truly believe that he's allowing you to walk through that season so that other girls are set free from feeling like they're behind.
Yeah.
Because you are so full.
Oh, thanks,
and it pours on to so many other people, including myself.
Yeah.
Like, thanks, you are so walking in what
just,
God's called
we
you.
We just never know. Like, my friends and I often are going, what do, not even my friends who do this job, but just my friends who we ate hibachi last night are going, like, what do the next generation, though, I think of us as normal friends, but I'm like, I also know that I have lived longer than you, that math is there. I'm like, what? I don't ever want to be annoying and in a spot that I don't need to be in, but I always want to be available to my friends who are in their 20s. Is that the right move? Do we just say, are we annoying? And you say yes or no?
I think being available is so awesome.
Me too.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what y'all need from us, is just be available.
Be
Me
available.
Too.
And
okay.
like, honestly, if you see some like craziness, like, a good, healthy relationship knows when it's time to sound the alarms.
Yeah, that's really good.
You know?
A good, healthy relationship knows when it's time to sound the alarms. That's right.
Yeah, sometimes.
Y'all get to do that for me too, by the way. Y'all have all the permission to be like,
now that you brought
alarms!
It up.
yeah. Annie, we have a list. Okay, is there anything we didn't talk about that y'all want to make sure we cover?
Man, I feel like we killed it for the most part.
We're just excited for you to ask us what sounds fun to us.
It's coming.
Okay.
That is next.
Cool.
Does someone want to go first?
Oh, man.
Okay, I'll go first. But is this like a serious thing? Because like,
no. It goes like this.
Don't.
Allie, because the show is called That Sounds Fun.
Don't write the joke.
I already know what sounds fun to me.
Go ahead.
Okay. So what sounds fun to me is this. My dream is to be an elf, right?
Yes.
I really, really, really would love to live in the North Pole and own my own like candle Christmas cookie shop.
Okay, hold on. Candle Christmas cookie shop.
Yes.
Candles and cookies?
Candle Christmas candle cookie and coffee shop.
CNC. Oh,
all the together.
Triple C, C3.
You have dreamed so hard on this. Keep going.
This is like, no, you don't understand. This is my biggest dream. And I know like one day, like I probably won't be able to do that. But I will settle.
Well, there's a couple of reasons, but we don't have to expose them
maybe
here.
The elf part,
but yeah.
Whatever. But I really would like to open like my own candle store.
Okay.
Mixed with like a cool coffee shop.
Okay.
Oh, that's lit.
I think people will come to that.
Yeah.
I don't know that exists.
No, it doesn't.
If it does, someone needs to put it in the comments and I'll look. Y'all don't have to look.
I just love good smells. I just love good smells and good coffee.
So it would be like you can smell the cookies cooking, you can smell the coffee brewing, and then you've got 75 candle options.
That is what I'm saying.
While you're waiting, you can just smell around.
Have you ever thought of something so fun in your life?
No, I really love it.
Now imagine it in the North Pole.
Yeah. Add Christmas, add Santa, and now you understand. That's a very good answer, Allie. I will support you.
Gosh dang.
Okay, now, because the show is called That Sounds Fun, tell me what sounds fun to you.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. Just like food.
Yeah.
You know, like that's like the best answer I can give you. Like, I love food.
That's a great answer.
Like, literally last night, I probably sent 14 different pictures off of my For You page of like people making amazing food to cake up.
Isn't that so fun?
It's the best.
I love watching people make food on the internet.
Oh, it's the best. And like they make the incredible grilled cheese on sourdough and then they dip it in like the tomato soup.
Yeah, what's your meal? Like what's the like, it, maybe for your birthday, what do you want?
I know I'm going to make a lot of enemies here. I'm okay with it. I've already decided.
We can't be canceled because God holds us.
You can't cancel me. Period. I cancel myself. The best ever dessert in the world is banana cream pie. You cannot tell. Don't try to tell
only
me.
Only from grandma.
Oh man! If you try my grandma's banana cream pie.
Separate banana cream pie from banana pudding.
Oh yeah, I would say banana pudding doesn't do it for me.
Graham cracker.
It's the graham cracker.
Oh my gosh, the graham cracker.
And the manila cookies.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about? Whatever those are, I don't think it's manila.
No,
they call it snackies for a reason.
Yeah.
We like food.
Like, a lot. But honestly, I'm not picky. Like,
but banana cream pie.
And lasagna.
Okay.
Better than the red velvet cheesecake, bro. I get that for you every birthday.
Okay, so desserts, obviously, we could go on for years,
sure.
Right? But like, right now, what sounds fun is an amazing Italian high carb.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Load
that butter bread
up with some cheese.
Yeah.
And just like, leave me alone for like 8 hours to watch my show.
Oh, man. I'm
watching Lost right now. Have you ever watched Lost?
Yes. Are you on it the first time ever?
Yes. Season 3, episode 15. And guess what? This is how horrible Allie is sometimes.
Yo, you started it first.
She comes to me with the craziest crap I've ever heard. She goes, for the entire month of January, she said, let's not watch any TV.
We're
halfway through Lost, bro.
You don't understand. We are major TV addicts in my house.
I don't claim that.
You would call me with sex like 5 a.m. every night.
I substitute her reality and substitute my own.
Okay, I'm going to ask you this question.
What?
Has your life been so much more vibrant this month?
No.
Oh, you did
it. Productive? Yes.
Y'all did it. Y'all
did it. Oh, this is our last day.
I'm ridiculously productive right now.
Is tonight when you go back to Lost or tomorrow?
So me and my brother have made a pact. That, okay, so we do cheat meals. We do 4 a month.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so Noah.
Okay, here we go.
Noah, it's not, let me just clarify this.
Go ahead.
It's not 4 cheat meals a month. The only reason why I did this TV thing to him is because starting January 1st, he said, Allie, I need you to do this thing with me. He's doing it for a year. I agreed to 3 months.
Okay.
We are only allowed to have 1 cheat meal a week.
A week?
Okay.
Yeah.
No.
That's pretty fair.
No.
All the listeners back home agree with me.
Let's say we go to dinner, right?
Uh-huh.
I can't get lasagna and a little ice cream.
No. It's just the lasagna.
Oh, that's 2 cheat meals?
Yeah, that's 2.
You can't get a dessert.
Wait, that's not a meal?
You get a breakfast, lunch, dinner, and dessert. That's what you get.
No, wait, you've misunderstood what a meal is.
No, that's what I'm saying.
I'm afraid to tell you.
Somebody help.
That bitterness manifested itself in her little body into some kind of TV thing, right?
But then you did it.
I why am I like this?
Because like, I got guilt tripped into yours.
No, because I love Allie. And the truth is...
So now you and Colby can't watch without each other?
No, well, I've been waiting for him. So we literally, on like a Tuesday night, after all the work is done, it'll be like 8:30, 9:30, we'll finish live stream, and then we'll like just sit and stare at each other and go, what do you think Jack's doing right now from The Lost?
Right.
And we'll be like, wow, I bet he's like saving someone. And we'll literally like act out scenes because we can't watch
yeah,
the show.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
And you don't know how the thing ends, right?
No idea. I heard it's bad, though. Is it bad?
No, it's great. I mean, it is the ending.
Are you lying to me, Annie?
I don't know what bad... It's hard to define what bad
is.
There's
so many stuttering.
Seasons. It's hard to, yeah, there's a lot to watch, and it's hard to say this is bad.
Okay.
Because you may have a different experience than someone else.
Well...
Banana cream
it's
pie.
So bad,
it's
Noah.
A banana cream pie.
It's a banana cream pie.
It's worth
pie.
Getting canceled over your...
Do you hate
feel.
Banana cream pie?
No, I love banana cream pie. I love all things banana.
Okay.
So does that mean when we're about to eat lunch, you're having... Do you remember what you ordered?
Yes.
Yeah.
Salad? Did you get a salad?
Yes.
Salad.
Are you going to... I need you to know the thing we do around here is called table fries.
Table
where
fries.
We just get a bunch of fries and we just get a few.
Mm.
You're not going to do that because this
no,
isn't a cheap meal.
I can't. But I will tell you this. I feel better than I've ever felt. And I'm really excited about going to Hawaii and being able to like
that's
not
true.
Being...
We all...
See, because when I was in...
I think I've gained weight on this thing.
Yeah. Yeah, well, she also ate pizza 2 days ago.
Okay, I
talk
told
about
you
that.
That was not... That didn't count, yeah. Mr. Fried Mac and Cheese Balls.
Okay. Listen, we do have to look right in Hawaii. You're right. We've only got a month.
There's nothing literally.
Oh, you're under this stress with us.
I'm under the same Hawaii
let's
stress.
Go. Four cheat meals.
I need
that's
you know,
what you got, okay?
I think about the Hawaii trip every day. And
yeah.
I go,
that's right.
Annie... just do today, but also
I hope you know
why he's coming
during yeah. lunch. He's gonna be staring you down with the fries.
I know
I will
if
not.
I eat some table fries.
Yeah, that's
not.
Right.
I did get salmon on my salad.
There you go.
That is so
healthy.
I
like that.
I got a salad, and then we do table fries because we believe in moderation.
Here's the thing: you guys are like exactly. looking at me like I'm some kind of guru that's got to justify it, but I am the guy who said that food was fun. Like you picked
it's
the
true.
North Pole,
it's
and
we
you haven't gone
you.
Yet.
We turned on you.
I'm the food
we
guy.
Totally did turn on him.
Okay?
I don't know how that happened.
Don't forget.
Yeah, you,
stop trying to take away our table
you know
fries.
You're right. Yeah, yeah. It's you took on table fries and it felt personal.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I don't know when that happened.
It's so true.
Oh, y'all are the best. Thanks for doing this.
Yeah,
I'm glad we
so
get to eat lunch.
Oh my gosh,
I just adore both of you, and I hope you know that I am on your team. And if there's anything you need, you know, I'm like
if
one
you show
text
up
away.
At the April 1st event,
we will pass out.
We okay. are going to freak
I'm
out.
I'm literally, I don't have any technology on me to check my calendar. That is our first move after this.
Okay.
I mean, that is an easy airplane.
And we're
I would love to.
Try and get you
oh
up on that
gosh.
Stage somehow.
No, don't do that. Just
oh,
let me be there.
Yeah.
And wear all white. Everyone wears all
yes,
white
at our
to your things.
Oh, no, we only did one white out.
Okay, great. So I can wear whatever I want.
You can wear 100. Whatever you want.
Okay, thanks for telling me that.
Yeah,
now,
that took me a while to find out something in all white.
I know.
Yeah.
Especially with my clumsy butt. I steal everything.
I know.
Oh my gosh.
It would have been bad. All right. Thank you, guys.
Of course.
That was fun. Oh, you guys, don't you love them? I know. I mean, you've probably seen them in your Instagram reels just like I have or seen them on TikTok. But to know that this is who they are as people, I love them. Okay. Be sure you're following them in all the places where you already are. Tell them thank you for being on the show today and stream Jay Walker's worship song, Silence, on Spotify, Apple, wherever you love to listen to music. I'm telling y'all, it is so good. And if you enjoyed this episode or think it would encourage someone you care about, be sure to share it. And don't forget to check out the show notes for links to all of our amazing partners, tickets for the Here For You tour. Remember, they make a perfect Valentine's Day gift if you need something for like tomorrow. We've even got a little certificate you can print off to present your gift to that special someone or your gal pal. All those links are in the show notes below. And so we heard what sounds fun to Noah and Allie, LOL. And now we get to hear what sounds fun to one of our friends who's listening just like you. All right, Carly, because the show is called That Sounds Fun, tell me what sounds fun to you.
Hi, my name is Carly, and I'm from Alcoa, Tennessee. And what sounds oh so fun to me is the school I work at. I'm a music teacher at Alcoa Middle School. We have a performing arts class, and this is our first year with the performing arts class. And we are actually doing High School Musical Junior in
oh,
April.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm kind of beside myself.
Are you in charge of it?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, fantastic. Oh,
and
that makes me so happy.
I have a surprise for you.
Okay.
I actually have the cast.
Oh, my gosh.
You ready? That sounds fun.
Oh, my gosh. You guys, y'all are the coolest thing I've ever seen. They're all here. They're all here.
And they are finding out after this call their parts for the musical.
Oh, my gosh. Nobody knows yet?
Nobody knows.
Are we all? Is everyone so nervous? How nervous does everyone feel?
We've been talking about the fact that today we're feeling kind of simmered up and we really need to simmer down.
I am now simmered up as well.
I'm simmered up.
Well, yeah. Let me just tell everyone, I did musicals as well. And the reality is being in the show is the best part. There's not a part that's the best part. Being in the show is the best part. So y'all getting to be in the show is by far the best part. Don't worry if you didn't get your dream role. You're still going to have a great time. You're going to eat a lot of Chick-fil-A together. It's going to be great.
You heard it here. They heard it here first.
That's right.
That is the way to approach it. Absolutely.
Carly, that is what a great surprise. Thank you so much. I cheer for
your former school teacher.
Yeah, exactly.
And you would understand the joy in this.
And it's coming in April?
April.
Okay. Will you send me the dates?
Yes.
I would love to try to come to one if I can.
Hush it, Annie.
I would love to. My friends are in it. I know. All my friends are in it. I've got to see it. Okay, send me the dates. We'll do the best we can. Yes, I love it. Okay, if you need anything else from me, you know I'm embarrassingly easy to find. Annie F. Downs on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all the places you may need me, that's how you can find me. And I think that's it for me today, friends. Go out or stay home and do something that sounds fun to you. I will do the same. And today, what sounds fun to me, oh man, I cannot wait. Tonight is Dave Barnes singing 90s country music. I've been looking forward to it since I wrote about it in a book and left the last time he did the show. I cannot wait. Oh, I cannot wait. So I'm looking forward to that. Y'all have a great week. We'll see you back here on Thursday with our good friend, Kelly Minter. See you then.